Mortarion twitched impatiently.
Speak then. Who are you?
Having considered the question, Drago raised the Titan sword.
I am Kaldor Drago. I am the appointed successor of Lord Goronitan, whose life you have unjustly taken this day. I am Supreme Grand Master of the 666th Chapter Adeptus Astartes, the Grey Knights. I am the Keeper of the Eternal Flame, and I sit at
the... Again, titles. Nothing more. You rest upon the names and duties given to you by others. Have you nothing of your own, little witch?
I am the savior of Akralem. By my hand with a beast.
No! You cannot cow me with tales of your deeds or the worthy foes you have laid low. I am greater, the son of a demigod. And the disciple of a true god. I am the Lord of Death. I am Eternal.
Thunder rolled across the heavens, as if in answer to the demon prince's proclamations. Drago gritted his teeth. It was clear that no strident boast or vengeful vow would pierce the Primarch's otherworldly resolve. Instead, he turned his anger inwards, letting it fuel his own psychic reserves. Mortarion was a convoluted and guarded soul. Rather than batter in futility against those warp-gifted defenses, Drago would empower himself for the fight to come. Destiny. It would always come back to destiny. He fixed his iron glare upon his foe.
I am the spear of light that will drive out the darkness! I shall become the scourge of all demon kin and devil spawn. The warp itself shall know my name and despair.
Drago's eyes shone brightly within his helm. The Titan sword flared with the growing psionic charge, purple flame coruscating along the blade's edge.
I defy you, Death Lord! I defy you as I defy all your kind! And I shall not rest until the galaxy is cleansed! The Emperor's divine retribution for your unspeakable sins is at hand, and I alone am the agent of his true will. None since noble and mighty Janus himself, first Lord of the Chapter, have known such holy rapture and glory as I shall.
At this, Mortarion began to laugh. Drago remained resolute.
Noble and mighty Janus. Noble, mighty, steadfast, pious, and honorable Janus.
Drago snapped his hand out in a punitive gesture, and a psychic blow flashed against Mortarion's wards like the crack of a whip. It was delivered with the unwavering resolve of a beast tamer, bringing his charge to heel.
Do not speak his name. You are unworthy. Janus was the first of us to stand against the forces of chaos, and the greatest!
The Primarch still rippled with mirth, but shot through now with a flicker of agitation.
I am unworthy. I spit on the name of Janus. You are more like him than you could ever know.
Again, Drago struck out with a lash of psionic force that stung the air between them. He loaded his voice with authority and preternatural determination.
No more! You will not speak of him again!
The Death Lord, suddenly appearing thoughtful, leaned upon the haft of his war scythe. From deep within that cowl, Drago felt the weight of a gaze heavy with 10,000 years of war and betrayal.
But of course, I doubt even the archives of Titan would contain the original identities of the Sigilites. Errant angels. Names. Power. It works both ways. Guarded. Hidden. The truth of Janus's past would shake your pitiful chapter to its very foundations. Of that, you can be certain. Treachery, cowardice, heresy, and a brother who would willingly betray his own for the sake of some half-imagined redemption.
Drago faltered, just for a second, but Mortarion saw the moment of doubt in the Grey Knight's heart. The Primarch's words became no more than a filtered whisper through the rebreather.
As I told your master, before I cut him down, you have all been deceived.